Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 6:30 now, 72 degrees. Today, the Federal Reserve is likely to announce it will be slashing interest rates again.
The central bank is widely expected to cut interest rates by a quarter percentage point to a range of 1.75% to 2% at the conclusion of its two-day meeting this afternoon. This would be the Fed's second rate cut since its last meeting on July the 31st, as they look to keep the longest economic expansion on record going into a 12th year while trying to protect the economy from a global slowdown and the effects of the U.S.-China trade war. It's unlikely that the Fed will signal plans for a series of future rate cuts, rather making policy decisions one meeting at a time. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
Police in Garden City say a 31-year-old suspect is facing a possible first-degree murder charge after a restaurant owner was killed. Police say Marcus William Rohde was arrested in the death of 69-year-old Ernie Ortiz. Officers found Ortiz yesterday lying in the parking lot of the El Conquistador restaurant in Garden City. He had been shot several times and died later at a hospital. Police have said the shooting could be linked to an attempted robbery. Kansas Department of Corrections records show Rohde is on parole for drug and criminal damage convictions in Sedgwick and Finney counties.
A man accused of being in a police chase in which shots were fired made his first appearance Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. James Stanford is charged with numerous crimes, including aggravated assault of a police officer, aggravated battery. Stanford was driving a stolen Jeep when officers attempted to pull him over. He took off, narrowly missing an officer. He ended up crashing the Jeep before being arrested.
Wichita and Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers launched a campaign last week in an effort to catch 15 wanted felons with outstanding warrants.
So far, three people have been arrested from that list. Police Officer Kevin Wheeler says they have partnered with the Wichita Police Department and the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Kansas Department of Corrections, to focus on their arrests.
Everyone on that list was identified by the agencies collectively as persons with warrants stemming from either felony offenses as well as parole violations from violent crime convictions. And so what Crime Stoppers did was raise the minimum cash reward to $500 for tips that lead to the arrest of those listed on this warrant project.
Photos of the wanted felons can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about any of these suspects, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit an online tip, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a minimum cash reward of $500 and a possible maximum reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
This week is Child Passenger Safety Week. Sherry Sage with Safe Kids Kansas reminds parents that car seats and boosters are one of the best ways to keep your child safe.
It's a graduation from the rear-facing to a forward-facing with a harness into a booster seat that allows for the adult seatbelt to fit the child properly and keep them safe, and then into that adult seatbelt. So we want to see that progression and that the kids are restrained appropriately.
Sage says it's also important to set an example as a driver for your passengers, regardless of age.
A blistering new report says medical data for millions of Americans is not protected online, and anyone with basic computer skills can access it.
Health records for about 5 million Americans and millions of more people around the world can be seen by just about anyone. That's the word from ProPublica. The investigative media group says getting to that data can be as easy as using free software programs or even a standard web browser. The news outlet found 187 computer servers in the U.S. that were unprotected by basic security measures. These systems used in doctor's offices, medical imaging centers, and mobile X-ray services. The data apparently includes dates of birth for patients, the names of their doctors, and what kind of procedures they've had. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A North Carolina high school cheerleading team is on probation for posing with a pro-Trump sign.
A group of cheerleaders at North Carolina's North Stanley High School photographed holding up a President Trump re-election banner at a football game where attendees were encouraged to dress patriotically. The image going viral, prompting the North Carolina High School Athletic Association to reprimand the squad. While the organization has yet to define the terms of the probation, critics are speaking out against the move, saying it hinders free speech. In a statement, the Stanley County School Board says it respects the rights of its students, staff, and visitors to express their opinions in a respectful manner on their own time. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The trend of warm weather is going to continue for us to start the morning, then heating up again this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 80s at noontime, 92 for the high. Clear and 71 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy and 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a partly cloudy sky, south wind at only 7 miles per hour and 72 degrees. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this September 18th, 2019. On this date in 2007, O.J. Simpson was charged with 7 felonies, including kidnapping, in the alleged armed robbery of sports memorabilia collectors in a Las Vegas casino hotel room. Simpson's sentenced to 9 to 33 years in prison, was released on parole in October 2017. This is when he was actually charged on this date with that fiasco. An American cancer survivor has succeeded in her remarkable quest to swim across the English Channel 4 times in a row.
What?
Yeah, back and forth. Sarah, what is it, about 20 miles, Ted?
Oh my gosh.
I think. Sarah Thomas, who is from Colorado, completed the feat Tuesday morning after more than 54 hours of swimming. The 37-year-old completed treatment for breast cancer last year. She was cheered by a small crowd as she arrived in Dover, England. She was given champagne and chocolate to celebrate. She has dedicated the swim to all the survivors out there. Must be a heck of a swimmer to do that in 54 hours. That's, well, amazing. I don't know. I can swim, but I don't know that I couldn't swim more than 5 minutes.
I would make it 54 seconds.
54 seconds, and that's it.
That's about it.
You'd get out there where it's about ankle deep or neck deep.
We're done.
You're out of there.
We're done with this.
Yeah.
That's not hospitable water either.
I've seen it. Of course, I've seen it from the French side. It doesn't look that, it's kind of nasty, maybe.
Not pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Ted, you may be looking for a nice retirement place, right?
Home? Sure.
I got an idea for you. A condominium tower near Central Park in New York City will be the world's tallest predominantly residential building when it opens next year, but will be competing with other ultra-luxury buildings for billionaire buyers. Extel Development Company President Gary Barnett says the $3 billion, 1,550-foot Central Park Tower is entering an oversupplied market. He says Extel and its partners will have to be flexible in selling the building's multi-million-dollar apartments. Okay, how much? Apartments now listed on Central Park Tower's website range from $6.9 million for a 33rd-floor two-bedroom to $63 million for a 112th floor, five-bedroom.
Hmm.
You think, and I'm thinking, there's somebody who will pay that.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are.
To live way up there in the top of a building. Yeah, well, obviously. He says they've got more people than they, more buyers than they can handle.
Wow.
I don't get it, of course. Well, I like my backyard.
Well,
go out in the backyard and look at the birds and just, enjoy myself. And being up in a tall building, the only time I've ever been, staying in a hotel or something like that, 10, 15 floors up, it's kind of creepy to me. I'd rather be at the La Quinta down the street on the ground floor where I can get out of there if I need to. Yeah, people in
New
York,
I'm not going to argue with you.
I think, I guess if you're a bazillionaire.
If you can afford it.
The thing is, if I had that much money, you wouldn't see me in New York. I'd be out and have my own place out in a stick someplace. Anyway, we're not New Yorkers.
No, it's a different dynamic.
Whole different deal.
It's fun for about 3 days.
Yep. And then, you get to see the sights.
And then, three and a half days.
Nice
and then the
place.
Pace of things, need
they
a break.
Say, nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah, okay. I sure want to live.
6:38, Steve and Ted. Tomorrow is the chamber the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce exposure.
Oh, yes.
At Century 2. We're going to be down there around the noon hour. If you're going to start, drop by our booth and say hi, you can register at the booth for a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberia Orchestra performance at Interest Bank Arena. Come up. That's in December. But you can register to win a pair of tickets to that. Stop by the booth and say hi to Steve and Ted. The Chamber of Commerce Exposure 2019.
Yeah, we always see a lot of folks we know at that event.
If you want to do some networking in business, this is the place to be tomorrow.
Sure is.
No doubt about it. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, trading started two-sided Tuesday for the cattle complex, then it turned positive and traded most of the session with triple-digit gains and closed with triple-digit gains. Now, several feeder cattle contracts traded at levels not seen since back on August 9th when we saw the fire at the Tyson beef plant. There was a lack of fresh price bullish news to go along with the strength of the cattle futures yesterday, and the lean hogs traded mostly negative and closed with mostly triple-digit losses yesterday with the December contract down the $3 limit. At the close yesterday, October live cattle, $1.35 higher, $99.35. October feeders up $3.10 at $137.30. And October lean hogs, $1.52 lower at $62.10. Now, most of the wheat, corn, and soybean futures contracts made new lows for the week and closed negative Tuesday. Fund selling returned to the grain and the soybean futures, along with the fact of large supplies and poor demand for U.S. ag products. Overnight, in light trading volume, we have seen some upside. December KC wheat's 3 cents higher now, 405 and a quarter. December corn up a quarter of a penny at 368 and a quarter. November soybeans a penny and a quarter higher at 895. October crude oil trading 38 cents lower, 58.96. December gold down $4.40 at $1,508.90. December S&P 5 3/4 points lower, 3,002 1/4. December dollar index 21 cents higher at 98.03. And December Dow Jones futures 42 points lower at 27,068. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now we're talking about the impact of the oil thing, the Saudi oil refinery, great big complex over there hit by, apparently by the Iranians, and it had an impact on the supply of petroleum or oil across the world by about 5%, and yet we're seeing gasoline prices jump tremendously here in Wichita. What do you think?
A knee-jerk reaction, Steve.
Yeah.
You also seen all the stocks for airlines drop considerably because they was worried about increased fuel prices. Knee-jerk reaction, similar to what we saw when the Tyson plant caught fire here about 6 weeks ago out in western Kansas.
Yeah, we saw
a knee-jerk reaction to beef prices going up, especially on the wholesale level.
That's what I was thinking. That's kind of a very similar type thing, but I thought, but you're confirming what I was thinking. It's just a reaction, and maybe the gasoline prices will start coming down again pretty soon, huh?
I hope so. Hey, speaking of beef, today's National Cheeseburger Day.
It sure is.
Hey, now.
I wasn't even going to mention it, but now that you bring it up, have you got a favorite? You live in Augusta. Do you have a favorite over there, a good place over there in Augusta?
I'll eat anywhere they serve a good burger. Now, you know, not everybody serves a good burger, but I'll eat anywhere they serve a good burger.
I would go say most people can't serve a bad one. Usually a cheeseburger is pretty tasty.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else, Steve.
Go ahead.
Nothing wrong with having a cheeseburger for breakfast.
I love that thinking.
That's a good idea.
I love that.
Why not, huh?
Exactly.
What do you put on your cheeseburger besides cheese?
Well, it varies. You know, I'll put all the stuff like lettuce and tomato and stuff like that, pickles on it too. But I also don't mind just eating it plain with nothing, you know, on there so I can get the good taste of the burger.
Wow. A renaissance man. I think that's the way, Ted, you don't put anything on him, do you, Ted?
Cheese only, baby.
Wow. A purist. All right, you celebrate today, but don't eat too much. We don't want to see you get chubby on us there, sir. Okay?
I'll be careful.
All right. Thanks, sir. 6:42 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. New to the workforce, prepare for several jobs, says Don. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.